That was the 12-Wall Kids falling apart a bit at the end there, just making a big old racket with We Used to Vacation, which is a track I haven't heard for a while. We used to play it a lot on The Breakfast Show, and we haven't played it recently. This is Insanity, you're listening to The Breakfast Show. It's nearly time for the end. It's really sad, isn't it? It's like 10 to 10, and we've had a real journey together this morning. And I'll have to be going. It's very, very sad. I'm having a little moment here. Well, not a real little moment. Anyway, I'm not too bothered. It means I get to go and have some breakfast, because I'm a bit hungry. You could have texted me in still. Text a request. 07971 55 1287. I still want to hear from you. studio@su.rhul.ac.uk if email is your thing. There are people on next. I'm not sure. It should be 7 Alex, but I don't know if it is or not. But hopefully they'll be here shortly. If not, you're just going to get loads of random stuff as I leave to go and have my breakfast. But anyway, we've had some good tunes today. We had I Was Aircraft just a moment ago. Let me know what you think of that, because I always like to know what you think of our bands of the week. You can always post stuff up on the Breakfast Show Facebook group if you're not texting to the studio, because I'm always interested to know what people think of new bands that we've gone and found for you to listen to. It's, you know, an effort that I've made. I want a bit of return, you know. We had Adele, a song I quite like. I mentioned it before. Really nice, chilled out one. Good for the morning. It's sunny outside now. It's positively sunny, but it's still very, very cold. It's like a kind of pale blue sky. You can probably see it out of your window if your curtains are open. Pale blue sky that speaks of winter, to be honest. It's freezing. But, you know, that's what you get from February. I don't expect anything less, to be honest, although it was slightly warmer over the weekend. But anyway, so I'll have to say goodbye soon. I'll play a couple of tracks. I'll come back and say goodbye, and then I'll play I'm going to play a big one to go out on. That's my intention. Just something really cool. I'm not sure what this really cool thing's going to be quite yet. But for now, we're going to play Rebellion by Arcade Fire. Rebellion Live. Live. I don't know why that's there. It's just part of the song. That's how it goes. We say this every week. Why is there just this good live, live? We don't know. But that's how you can sing along. It just says live, live quite a lot. We thought it was like an R-ing noise, but actually they're actually saying live. So just so you know, if you fancy singing along to this next track I'm going to play, it's live. There, the information for you. I'm sure you really cared about that. No, don't worry about it. It's 10 to 10, and I'm going to play your track or two, and then we'll see, and I'll say goodbye, and you know, you have a nice day, and then I'll be back tomorrow morning. Don't worry, I'm not going forever. Coming back tomorrow morning, where I'll be on with Mr. Dan Fox. I'll play you some cracking tunes then as well, and probably have a little mental breakdown over how great bands like Vampire Weekend are, as we insist on playing their entire album, probably. I would imagine is what will happen tomorrow morning. But anyway, for now, this is Arcade Fire. Well, that ended rather suddenly. It's time for me to say goodbye. So I just played you that song, which you thought might have been, you know, the top song I was going to end on. Oh no, I've gone one better. Right, you know, I don't know how you can go one better than Arcade Fire, to be honest. But I think this is a pretty good wake you up in the morning track, moving us into the rest of the day. If you don't get up and bounce around to this, then I'm very sorry that you're that kind of person, to be honest. I do appreciate that not everyone likes Franz Ferdinand, but this is a great song. I think you know what it is now, because there's really only one great Franz Ferdinand song that I would really want to play as a kind of ending song. And this is it. And it's going to be pretty ace, I can promise you that. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Seb and his new co-host, who he will introduce you to shortly, for the new music show. So they'll be playing lots of new tunes, very exciting stuff. They're slightly hipper than I am. I really only know about stuff that I like, you know. Narrow-minded person. They've got all kinds of new music for you, and it'll be very, very exciting. And they'll have a little chat, you know, that's what we do here. You can text a request into them, 07971 55 1287. Don't be shy, they'll play anything you want if they've got it. You can email studio@su.rhul.ac.uk. I will be back tomorrow morning with the fantastic Dan Fox, and we will be playing all kinds of crazy stuff for you tomorrow, even more crazy than today's lineup was. And that'll be Tuesday. This has been Monday. It still is Monday, but for me, I'm done. I'm off. This is Monday. This is all it is to me. It's a breakfast show, and now it's over. And I'm going to have to go home and have some breakfast. So you enjoy the rest of your day. Don't get too cold. Remember to wrap up warm if you're going outside. It's a chilly one. And have a lovely day, and I will see you tomorrow. Well, I won't see you tomorrow. I'll be on the radio tomorrow, and I'll be speaking to you tomorrow. But enjoy your first day of reading week. Make the most of it if you haven't got any classes. By sleeping, I would imagine this was exactly what you'll want to do. Anyway, I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Two bands already being tipped for big things next year.
Here we go. go with the most up-to-date news for Royal Holloway. This is the Insanity News.
After a week of tireless campaigning and speech-making, the election's... ...in Tommy's for the results. The elected are as follows. President, Elizabeth Owen. VP Education and Welfare, Adam Cadu. VP Communication and Services, Emily Seeger. VP Student Activities, Lindsay Topham. Publications Editor, Jack Radcliffe. Deputy Publication Editor, Beth Rowley. Insanity Station Manager, Tim Stevens. Insanity Assistant Station Manager, Chris Fitch. The most awaited result of the night was for the position of President. Liz Owen was the victor, and we managed to quickly catch up with her after the announcement. She agreed that whilst it was tiring, it was most liberating, in particular now that she can claim to be the first female president after 4 years since Kirsty Marshall in 2004. Liz spoke about how her first course of action will be to begin work on merging relations between the union board and student body, especially with elections for other executive positions coming up in the next few weeks. Although aware of the massive paperwork involved, Liz is not keen on being stuck in an office and wants to bring the presidency out to the students by being active and available around campus for students to talk to her. In respect of being a successor of Geoff Manning, Liz acknowledged his achievements in dealing with finance and the bigwigs at the college and hopes to continue in the same way. For more information on the election results, refer to the SU website.
Insanity.
In sports news, last Saturday the Royal Holloway men's first football team were held to a 0-0 draw away to Imperial, which gave UCL the chance to close the gap between the two teams at the top of the league with a 2-0 victory over LSE. Also last week, the Royal Holloway women's first rugby union team won 38-5 away at King's College to maintain their 100% winning streak for the season. This was their second win over Kings in a row, in which they conceded only their second try of the season, a run of 7 matches.
For more student news from across the country, keep listening to Insanity in an Hour or visit www.ukstudentnews.co.uk.
This is Insanity.
Would you like a top quality student home with no hidden charges? Then go to Harbin Letts, the longest established private landlord with over 30 years of experience. Providing students with a well-managed structure, a friendly landlord and good quality homes near your university means you have no fees and the house that you want. Visit www.harbinlets.co.uk or call on 07973 224 125 for top quality houses at a reasonable price.
You know, ma'am, that is the exact thing somebody always tells me about the rules. Just when I'm thinking of breaking every one of them.
The Drama Society presents One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, 6th, 7th and 8th of February. Tickets available from the SU box office now.
You're listening to Insanity Radio.